Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Police released a 911 call from a scene of a deadly fire in Cary. What a neighbor says they saw that night.
It's pretty out now, but we do have rain on the way for tomorrow. We'll go over the timeline and how much you could see.
I just will never forget the look on his face that he gave me while he pointed the gun directly at me.
Also, the Virginia teacher who was shot by her student talks exclusively with NBC's Savannah Guthrie. Hear more from her about the day she says changed her life.
The new at noon, Cary police released a 911 call made the night a body was found in a fire pit. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan has been listening to those calls. She joins us live from Cary with what they reveal. Chelsea.
Yeah, we should mention 2 days later, Cary police are still on the scene of this home in Dorset Drive. And we should mention most of the activity has been taking place in the backyard of this home here. And as you mentioned, we're getting insight from a neighbor that called 911 Sunday morning to report a large fire in the backyard of this home. He tells the dispatcher that he noticed a huge plume of smoke coming from the backyard. Now, when the fire department responded, they found a body in that illegal trash burn so charred that police told me yesterday they couldn't identify the gender or the race. Now, the body has now been sent off to the medical examiner for identification. While at the house on Sunday, Cary police found the homeowner in an RV with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Last check, that man is in critical condition. A female was also in an RV here on the property unharmed. Today, police told me they have responded to this home on Dorset Drive 21 times since 2018, six times already this year. There have been calls for drugs, an incident of strong armed robbery, a car fire, and to serve a warrant. Now, just a few minutes ago, Sky 5 flew over the scene where police have just put up a white tent over that fire pit in the backyard today. And you can definitely see there where the ground is scorched and badly burned. Now, take a listen to part of the 911 call released this morning by Cary police.
It's like fire going in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Is it contained?
It's 20 feet across. Mm-hmm. It's open flames.
Can you tell me exactly what is burning?
The fence is 5 feet high and I can see flames over the fence.
And we should mention this activity by police is ongoing here. Essentially, they're investigating two crimes with the body that was found in the backyard and the man that shot himself in the RV. We expect a significant update by Cary police later this afternoon. Renee.
Chelsea Donovan reporting live in Cary. Thank you.
We're working to learn what led to a car crash that sent one person to the hospital and shut down a road this morning. The crash happened at Avens Ferry Road near Sloan Road in Sanford earlier today. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. No word on the condition of the person injured. We'll, of course, update you when more information becomes available. One person is dead, another is injured after a domestic disturbance in Fayetteville. It happened around 5:30 this morning in the 100 block of Enoch Street. Police found one person dead inside a home. An injured woman was found outside. Police say this does not appear to be a random incident. We're waiting to learn the condition of a woman who was injured and the name of the other victim.
Sunny skies right now, but we could see rain tomorrow. The amounts look light, but clouds will bring us slightly cooler temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRA Severe Weather Center with a look at what time the rain arrives where you are.
Certainly, it's gorgeous outside right now. This is a look at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Plenty of folks out there enjoying the sunshine, mostly in long pants and long sleeves as it's still just a little bit cool. We started the morning, of course, with freezing temperatures. This high pressure system keeps us nice and dry today. And as it slides eastward, it's going to reverse our winds to southerly. That's going to start a warm up this afternoon and keep our temperatures much warmer for the rest of the week. Behind that high, we also have a disturbance that's crossing the Mississippi and it is headed our way to bring us a few showers for tomorrow. We're going to wake up in the morning and mostly be dry. We're not likely to see the rain really for the morning commute, but as we move ahead, you can see by lunchtime, we're seeing some scattered showers from the Triangle area southward and westward. That continues on up until about the time of the evening commute with some scattered showers. By 5 o'clock, the bulk of the rain rain is beginning to taper off. So it's going to be in between the morning commute and the evening commute, and then we should be able to dry out after that. You can see we've got a 30% chance between 10 and 3, and then after that, we should start to see things drying out. Not a lot of rain with this, but we also are going to add to it again on Saturday. Now, that could affect some of your weekend plans, so we'll walk through Saturday's timeline coming up in just a few minutes.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I want you to take a good look at this mugshot. This is a former teacher at Southeast Raleigh Magnet High School. He was just arrested and charged with solicitation of a minor and attempted sexual offense with a student. This is Armando Brown. Now, he was a teacher at the time of the crime. The principal of Wake County Public Schools did send out an email to parents saying Brown had resigned. He will not be returning to campus or any other school in the Wake County School District. He also shared the district does not tolerate these actions. If parents have any questions or concerns, they are urged to call the front office.
Well, starting Thursday, patients and visitors will be able to enter the main public areas of Duke hospitals without wearing a mask. Masks will be optional for patients and visitors where no patient care is occurring, including outdoor areas and entrances. Employees will also have optional masking in staff areas of the hospital. But masking will continue for all patients, visitors, and staff in inpatient care units, hallways, patient rooms, waiting rooms, and exam rooms. Lawmakers in Raleigh want to put an end to COVID-19 vaccine rules in schools. The House Health Committee will discuss a bill today prohibiting state and local governments from requiring employees to get COVID shots. The bill would also stop public schools from requiring anyone to get COVID vaccines. It also would prohibit schools from enforcing mask mandates or quarantining healthy students.
We're getting our first look at video of the moments before Ivo Otenio's death. He is the 28-year-old man who died in custody of Virginia authorities. We want to warn you, some of you may find this difficult to watch. Otenio's mother says her son was tortured by deputies after transport to a mental hospital. Attorneys and family say he was left naked in his jail cell and handled harshly into transport. The video, which the family saw last week, shows a brutal 11-minute beating. Otenio, wearing restraints, is pushed off a chair onto the floor, suffering the full weight and force of 10 people on top of him.
My son was treated like a dog, worse than a dog. I saw it with my own eyes on the video.
Can someone explain to me why my brother is not here right now? Someone explain to me why my mother can't sleep, can't eat. We're broken.
The Henrico Police Union in Virginia says it is standing behind the deputies. London's police commissioner is vowing to address systemic issues within the force after a scathing review. The report released today says the force allowed predatory behavior to flourish within the ranks. The publishers say the force failed to protect the public from abuse, including its own female staff. The review accused the organization of perpetuating a misogynistic, sexist, racist, and homophobic internal culture. London's mayor expressed deep concern, saying this review must be a turning point.
You know, we hear a lot about employers scrambling to find workers, but we're learning about a sharp drop in job openings in one part of the local economy. WREL's Brian Trader has a look at the numbers in that information technology sector. Brian.
Ken, the North Carolina Technology Association, or NCTEC, is out with new data looking at how IT job postings are changing each month. And take a look at these numbers. In February of 2022, North Carolina employers had around 36,000 IT job postings. But a year later, just over 21,000. That is a 40% drop, and that number has declined each month since October. The president of NCTEC tells WREL News that the drop could reflect economic concerns from the employers, but overall, unemployment remains low in North Carolina. You can read more analysis and look at the entire report in our story at WRELTechWire.com, Ken.
Brian, thanks. Taking a look at stocks this noon hour, you can see all the major indices are in positive territory as investors feel more confident. We can avoid a banking crisis. You can see the Dow on the plus side, 140 points. The S&P is in the plus side, more than 23 points. And the Nasdaq also in positive territory.
The average tax return this year has been coming in just over $3,000. That's a lot of money. And Five on Your Side wants to make sure you're getting back every dollar you deserve. Keely Arthur is live with the free tax help available to you coming up this afternoon. Hi, Keely.
Hi, Renee. It's less than 4 hours from now. Federally licensed tax experts are going to be taking your calls, answering your questions, and they're doing it for free. Here's the number you can call starting at 4 p.m., 919-234-5007. Our pros can help with a wide range of issues. A lot of tax credits are changing. There are some new ones that you could get help with, or maybe you had a big change in your life like Mitchell and Diane Brickman.
Well, we just had to hire an accountant because we moved from New York, so
yeah, it's
there's
really,
no way we're doing our taxes this year.
It's really complicated because we took a lot of money out of the 401k to buy the house. And is it New York or is it going to be North Carolina? We'll see.
Well, they can call Tax Pros and find out. Here's the number to call again, 919-234-5007. Don't call now. Pros are taking calls between 4 and 7 p.m.
We know the phones will be ringing then. What a wonderful resource from Five on Your Side and the tax professionals. Thanks, Keely.
A new news continues now. The Virginia teacher shot by her sixth grade student breaks her silence in an exclusive interview with the Today Show. Hear her account of what happened in her classroom that day that forever changed her life.
Also, former President Trump announced he would be indicted and arrested today in New York. Why the timing of that arrest is still unclear.
And the options Ray County school leaders are considering to hire and retain teachers, bus drivers, and other hard-to-fill positions.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
The Virginia school teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student is now sharing her story. Abby Zwirner spoke with NBC's Savannah Guthrie exclusively on Today. She was joined by her twin sister and mother who recounted that day. The bullet passed through her hand and hit her chest, where bullet fragments remain. Savannah asked her what went through her mind when the bullet struck her.
My initial reaction was, your kids need to get out of here. You know, this is not a safe classroom anymore, and then you need to go find help for yourself. It was pretty shocking. You know, once the firearm went off, and then I felt something, that shock itself that I had been shot.
The boy who reportedly shot Zwirner will not be facing criminal charges.
Well, former President Trump and his Republican allies are escalating their attacks on Manhattan's district attorney. The attacks come as a grand jury in New York is determining whether to indict the former president for his alleged effort to keep an extramarital affair secret by paying hush money to an adult film actress. More now from NBC's Garrett Hake.
On the brink of a possible criminal indictment by a Manhattan grand jury, former President Donald Trump remaining defiant, weighing in overnight on Truth Social.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them.
In a new video, lashing out at Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, now wrapping up his investigation of Mr. Trump's alleged effort to keep an extramarital affair a secret by paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy, madness, and chaos.
Grand jurors have heard testimony from former Trump fixer turned fierce Trump critic Michael Cohen, alleging Mr. Trump gave him $130,000 in 2016 to buy Daniel's silence. The former president has denied any wrongdoing. On Monday, a new witness, Cohen's former legal advisor Robert Costello, was asked to testify at the request of Mr. Trump's legal team, blasting Cohen's credibility.
If they want to go after Donald Trump and they have solid evidence, so be it. But Michael Cohen is far from solid evidence.
Cohen's response?
The district attorney has the documentation in order to validate every single statement that I've made.
In Lower Manhattan, law enforcement officials are bracing for possible charges against Mr. Trump, increasing security around the DA's office. Trump's potential Republican presidential rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, taking a dig at Bragg.
That's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
While also taking a veiled shot at the former president.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
House Republicans launching an investigation of Bragg's investigation, though Democrats say Congress has no jurisdiction over a local DA.
President Trump announced he was going to run for president again. And suddenly, here they go. Now they're coming after him for some alleged bookkeeping error. You've got to be kidding me.
And that was Garrett Haig reporting. Now, with all this happening, a Fox News Network producer is suing the network over its 2020 election coverage. Abby Grossberg claims the network's attorneys coerced her into providing misleading testimony during her deposition for Dominion Voting System's defamation case against Fox. A spokesperson for the network says Grossberg only made her allegations after a critical performance review. The network filed its own suit against Grossberg, asking the court to put in place a restraining order to prevent her from divulging privileged information. The judge has not yet ruled on Fox's request.
An update now to a story we first reported last week. The son of Philadelphia Flyers interim general manager Danny Briere is charged with three misdemeanors after pushing an unoccupied wheelchair down the stairs at a Pennsylvania bar. And video of that went viral. Police charged Carson Briere and another student athlete with criminal mischief, criminal conspiracy to commit mischief, and disorderly conduct. Both were caught on this surveillance video pushing that empty wheelchair down the steps of a bar. Now, this isn't Briere's first behavioral incident. In 2019, he was dismissed from Arizona State's hockey club for violating team rules. The head of the company known for creating ChatGPT says he's scared the new technology could be exploited. OpenAI CEO says humans could be the greatest threat to technology, despite growing fears of the opposite. The concern is that other companies who don't put safety limits on their product could lead to cyber attacks or the spreading of disinformation. The CEO also says the ChatGPT model is prone to hallucinating, meaning it could present inaccurate facts as truth and could be persuaded to post false or harmful content.
Well, President Biden will establish two new national monuments. Just after 5 this morning, the president shared his plans to name one in Texas and another one in Nevada. The one in Nevada, known as Spirit Mountain, will honor tribal nations and indigenous peoples. The one in Texas will be called Kastner Range, honoring veterans and service members near El Paso. In all, the monuments will protect 500,000 acres of public lands. We want to bring it back home here to North Carolina. Boy, it's shaping up to be a nice sunny day.
It really is. When you take a look outside, those beautiful blue skies, want to get out there and enjoy it? Just have a jacket or so. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. It's warming up, though.
It is. It's feeling more comfortable than it did this time yesterday, and we'll continue to build on that, especially Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to back up a little bit, as we talked about at the beginning of the newscast. It's going to be cloudy with a chance of showers, so temperatures will be a little cooler tomorrow. But it looks gorgeous as we see all this blue sky here over Raleigh, taking a look at North Hills. It is 57 degrees right now, so we have already surpassed yesterday's high. We'll climb into the mid-60s this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. We could see some increase in our cloud cover closer to sunset, but for the most part, it's going to be a lovely afternoon. 54 in Fayetteville, 55 in Goldsboro. Right now, it's 54 in Roxborough and 54 in Southern Pines. So you may be thinking, with this big warm-up, we're going to climb into the 80s Thursday and Friday, that should we be planting? Is it time yet or not? The average last spring freeze happens between April 1st and 11th for most of our viewing area. It's a little earlier for some of our southern counties, between the 20th and the 1st. So that would be, you know, right about now through the end of next week or the following week. So the key point is we can continue to see freezing temperatures into May. So typically by the middle of April, most of us should be fairly safe. But, you know, keep checking back if you're thinking about planting something. And, of course, we can let you know 7 days out what's happening. It's definitely been an interesting March. We sort of flip-flopped it. We had the warm temperatures early, and then in the middle of the month, we had temperatures that were colder than normal. We'll be normal today and close to it tomorrow, and then above normal as we get into this last full weekend of March. Cool afternoon out there, feeling good. Temperatures in the mid-60s for highs, looking at 64 in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, 64 in Rocky Mount, and 63 in Roxborough. But with lots of sunshine, that's going to feel nice. 64 is our normal high. Tomorrow, we'll see temperatures slightly cooler. Parts of the viewing area may struggle to make it out of the 50s tomorrow, but there'll be some spots that make it into the low 60s. And then we jump all the way up to 80 Thursday and 85 on Friday. That 80 won't quite hit the record high. 93 was the record back in 1907 for Thursday. And then Friday's record is 88, and we're forecasting 85, so we will be within just a few degrees of that record on Friday. Of course, we've been seeing chilly temperatures, and so has a lot of the southeast. The blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal, and the yellows and the reds are above normal. So we're going to slide into those above normal temperatures and hold it there through the weekend. And even beyond, we get into next week, the 26th through the 30th, and we have a good chance of above normal temperatures, at least in the southeast. So 60s. Notice what we don't have in our 7-day forecast is any more freezing temperatures. The coldest morning tomorrow at 41, well above freezing. We get into the 80s Thursday and Friday. Now, we do have a chance of showers on Saturday. And of course, with 78 degrees, you may want to be getting outside and enjoying some of the warmth. I'll show you what time to expect the rain coming up in just a bit.
Elizabeth, thanks. The UNC system wants to improve the mental health of its students, and now they have the money to make that happen. Today, a discussion on how to use millions of dollars to improve life on campus across the state.
Also, we hear from the family of an Afghan refugee who was murdered in Durham, why it took so long for them to get here from overseas, and how they're coping with the loss of a loved one. The interview you'll only see on WREL tonight at 6. Our new news continues now. The Dodge Challenger is going out of style. The company is making one last non-electric model, but you'll have to act fast to get your hands on the world's most powerful muscle car.
Also, the price to stream The Mandalorian jumped by $3 before the new year. Find out if subscribers stayed loyal.
Welcome back. Dodge V8 muscle cars are going out in style, and a recall of some baby formula. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Some batches of Gerber baby formula are being recalled due to the possible presence of a common bacteria. The formula's maker, Perrigo, says the recall involves certain lots of Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro powdered formula. The product was made in January at the company's plant in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Perrigo says the recall is being done out of caution, and none of the distributed product have tested positive for the bacteria. Pack your patience along with some extra cash if you're traveling anytime soon. This spring break is forecast to be the busiest travel season ever for the airline industry. 10 major airlines from Delta to Southwest and JetBlue are expected to carry a record number of passengers during the spring. That's according to a forecast from Trade Group Airlines for America. One travel tip: if a nearby city has a different spring break schedule for its schools, you may find cheaper airfares from there. Dodge's V8 muscle cars are going out in style. The last non-electric model will be a special edition Dodge Challenger. So the Challenger SRT Demon 170 goes from 0 to 60 in just under 1.7 seconds. It packs 1,025 horsepower. You can even buy a parachute attachment if you're taking the car to the drag strip, as one does. The new Challenger starts at more than $96,000 and can run as much as $120,000. Dodge plans to build only about 3,000 of the models as the automaker phases out production of its V8 power muscled cars. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ market site.
Foot Locker plans to close 400 of its stores by 2026. That represents about 10% of the company's sales. Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker, and Champs Sports all fall under the shops that are getting cut. Now the company plans to target younger and loyal shoppers with new experimental stores. Company executives say these new concept shops will have a wider range of products. There's a reason people have to keep buying new earbuds. The tiny batteries inside the device make it hard to fix. The smaller batteries come with a shorter lifespan, forcing people to buy replacements sooner. Now, replacing the battery on your own can be dangerous, and products don't come with instructions on how to replace them.
While keeping people on the job, the proposals Wake County school leaders are considering to prevent bus drivers and other employees from leaving the district.
Plus, many people think of ADHD as a disorder that only impacts children, but it can also manifest in adults. The symptoms adults need to appear at home, at work, and in social settings. But first, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Today, Wake County Schools could approve bonuses for bus drivers to help a shortage and to help families who rely on them. WRAL's Laura Levine explains the new proposal for hard-to-fill positions.
The goal is to have each and every route covered during the school week, and drivers here in Wake County Public Schools tell me if they want to see more drivers behind the wheel here. In this economy, dealing with inflation as well, the district will have to pay more. Today, school leaders will decide whether adjusting attendance bonuses will help. School bus drivers and bus team leaders are currently eligible for two $500 attendance bonuses for each semester of the school year. The revised bonus would be $200 for each month an employee had perfect attendance. That will double the potential total up to $2,000 annually. The new bonuses would also extend to more transportation employees, including safety assistants and mechanics. Some drivers I spoke with tell me they don't believe that this will really move the needle forward. Right now, they are asking school leaders instead to increase their annual pay. That school board meeting begins at 5:30. WRAL will have full coverage. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Governor Roy Cooper will be traveling across our state today to highlight his plan to spend your tax dollars. The governor will be at child care centers in Goldsboro and Greenville to talk about his proposed budget. It includes $1 billion for child care in North Carolina as facilities struggle to find and keep staff. Cooper has said the system is strained to its breaking point. Republican lawmakers have called the governor's budget, quote, dead on arrival.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, UNC President Peter Hans is speaking on mental health at the Behavioral Health Convening right now. He is at the podium. I was just listening to what he was saying. This annual event is made up of 360 campus administrators, mental health providers, faculty, and student leaders from all over the state. They are talking about mental health. Hans went on to say that too many students are spending too much time on their cell phones, more than 9 hours a day. He said the school really has stepped up on their mental health services over the past 2 years. This year's theme, connecting and collaborating to create a strong and healthy future. 40 different educational sessions will be held today. We do have a reporter there. We'll have more on this coming up at 4 o'clock tonight on WREL.
St. Augustine's University and Wake Tech signed a memorandum of understanding to benefit students from both schools. The presidents of both schools announced a partnership agreement today, which will allow Wake Tech students eligible for course credits in criminal justice and business management to attend St. Aug. It also strengthens St. Augustine University's broad university-level agreement with Wake Tech.
We are combining our talents and our resources to ensure that students have a seamless transition from Wake Tech to St. Aug.
Mutually beneficial for our institutions, but really beneficial for our students who have a seamless pathway from a two-year degree to a four-year degree.
The agreement with St. Augustine's University is the latest in a series of partnerships between Wake Tech and public and private four-year institutions.
Fuquay Varina could soon be the next local community to create a social district. The town's Board of Commissioners is meeting tonight to consider allowing people to carry alcoholic drinks around downtown from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The drinks must be bought within the social district. Board members pushed back this evening's discussion from November. At least 30 other North Carolina communities already have social districts, including Raleigh. A bipartisan push to make sports betting legal in North Carolina could take another step forward today. A state House committee will consider the bill this afternoon. It would allow for betting on college and professional games, as well as esports. It requires licenses for anyone organizing a betting operation. A similar bill failed by one vote in the General Assembly last year. Supporters believe this year will be different.
Interest rates are expected to keep climbing this year, and that means you need every penny you're eligible for in your tax refund. Five on Your Side's Keeley Arthur is here with how you can get free tax information later this afternoon. Keeley.
Ken, we know taxes are complicated, but getting to talk to a licensed tax professional could be the difference between being able to file your taxes yourself or having to pay someone to do it. So we're here to help. That's why Five on Your Side is connecting you with tax pros on call today from 4 until 7 p.m. Just call 919-234-5007. This is a wonderful public service that puts people in touch with federally licensed enrolled agents that they may not otherwise have access to. And with rising costs and so many pandemic-era benefits ending, one expert we spoke with says money is going to be tight, unfortunately, for a lot of families.
And now they're not, you know, they don't have that cushion that they had during those years. They're not able to necessarily meet their basic living needs because, as we all know, inflation has yet to abate.
And that's why today is the perfect day to get your tax questions answered. Get the most out of your refund. Again, this is a free event starting at 4 p.m. Ken?
Free is always a plus, and I'm sure the phones will be ringing off the hook. Keely, thanks.
Another reason to try and get more sleep every night. How being short on sleep could lead to a heart attack or stroke.
And ADHD is not just in children. The warning signs in adults and what they can do to regain focus. Our team is working to bring you exclusive stories for coverage you'll find only in WREL. Visit WREL and search only.
It is 12:38 as you look live at Chapel Hill. Carolina blue skies there and getting close to 60 degrees now. You're watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. If you're not sleeping long enough at night, you may be at risk for clogged arteries. A new study from the European Society of Cardiology suggests that not enough sleep can significantly increase your chance of developing peripheral artery disease. That disease clogs arteries in your leg, restricting blood flow, and that makes it more likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke. Those who get 5 hours of sleep or less every night are 74% more likely to develop peripheral artery disease than those who get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
In recent years, there's been an increased interest in adult ADHD, and research shows an increase in cases in adults. NBC's Raul Ramirez talks to a doctor about symptoms and ways to manage adult ADHD.
It's a big challenge. A lot of awareness, I think, has been increasing probably since the start of the pandemic.
Right now, about 1 in 25 adults have ADHD.
I think a lot of people think of ADHD in children, like hyperactive, impulsive, disruptive, and it looks different in adults.
Dr. Thor Bergerson is a psychiatrist and founder of ADHD Boston and says the warning signs for adults can include procrastination, lack of concentration, having problems staying organized, following direction, and also having trouble finishing your work on time.
The signs and symptoms are there, and they can be hidden by things like depression and anxiety because having these symptoms is frustrating. So a lot of people get discouraged and frustrated.
And Dr. Bergerson says there's many ways to help once you're diagnosed. He recommends getting 6 hours of sleep or more. Exercising, especially in the morning, it will help you focus. Also eating regularly throughout the day, drinking less caffeine, and getting the right medication.
There's a lot of misinformation about medicines like Ritalin and Adderall, and there's lots of different forms of those, but they're very safe and effective.
And that was Raul Ramirez reporting. Now, last fall, the FDA announced a shortage of Adderall as manufacturers are dealing with delays, but the agency cannot require companies to increase supply.
Our county-by-county coverage this noon takes us to Wayne and Orange counties. The Wayne County Board of Commissioners could approve a resolution today to bring rail service back to the area. Leaders want to connect Goldsboro to Raleigh and Wilmington. The Goldsboro Union Station was once a thriving rail depot from 1907 to 1968, and commissioners say that station stands ready to begin passenger and freight service again. Orange County commissioners will consider approving a $900,000 contract to assess the condition of Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City schools. The goal is to better plan, manage, and fund new construction and maintenance of the 31 school campuses. Some of the schools were built in the 1950s.
The United Nations issuing a new report that members say is a survival guide for preventing worsening climate change, the actions we need to take to prevent a climate catastrophe.
Plus, it appears some people are shaking off a price hike by Disney Plus. What some analysts say this could signal for the future.
Welcome back. The big field at Dix Park is now closed as the city prepares for Dreamville. Construction will start in stages and other structures needed for the festival. Part of Biggs Drive closes later this week. The entire park closes next Friday. Drake, Usher, and Fayetteville native J. Cole are scheduled to perform. The event starts April 1st, and tickets are already sold out. Well, North Carolina native Fantasia is set to perform in our area this summer. The American Idol and Grammy Award-winning star will take the stage at Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville June 23rd. And she won't be alone. R&B singer Joe will join Fantasia, and so will DJ Sean Nice. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday at 10 in the morning.
A new United Nations report cites how we could prevent the worsening effects of climate change from impacting the world. Jackie Abanez explains what scientists say must be done in the next few years to enact meaningful change.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
There's a small chance we may be able to prevent the worst effects of climate change from causing irreversible harm to the planet, but time is running out.
Actions in this decade are critical for securing a sustainable future.
That's according to a new report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says the world continues facing a ticking time bomb.
Humans are responsible for virtually all global heating over the last 200 years. The rate of temperature rise in the last half century is the highest in 2,000 years. Concentrations of carbon dioxide are at their highest in at least 2 million years.
The Paris Climate Agreement aimed to limit global warming this century to 1.5 degrees Celsius. While some scientists behind Monday's report say surpassing that mark is highly inevitable, with the world already warming by 1.1 degrees, they believe their report can serve as a survival guide for humanity going forward.
We do have technology and know-how and tools to solve for the climate problems.
Researchers say governments must cut roughly two-thirds of carbon pollution in the next 12 years, while also calling on nations to stop new fossil fuel projects and end the use of oil, coal, and gas by 2040.
And that was Jackie Abanez reporting. As the world moves away from fossil fuels, the UN is also calling for wider use of carbon-free electricity not generated by gas-fired power plants.
Yeah, well, we want to turn our attention, speaking of the climate, to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRO Severe Weather Center. Cold morning to start with.
Definitely, yes. We had two freeze warnings in a row this morning and yesterday. But I think from here on out for the rest of the week, the farmers are going to get a little bit of a break. We had several freeze warnings last week as well. And so they've been very busy protecting the strawberries and the fruit crops all around North Carolina. So thank you very much for all the hard work that you do. A little bit of rain tomorrow. Temperatures will be well above freezing as you're walking out the door. But we'll see some light rain mainly around the middle of the day. We're going to walk through the timeline for that again. After that, 80s on Thursday and Friday. We talked about that just a few minutes ago. And then we'll follow our next front on Friday and talk about when we'll see the rain and the possibility of a few storms. But even Saturday, it looks like our potential for rain is, or at least the amounts of rain that we would see would be fairly light. Goldsboro looking gorgeous with plenty of sunshine. This is, of course, a look at our Fayetteville newsroom. Folks walking down Hay Street still wearing their sweatshirts and long pants. Same thing in Chapel Hill. And Apex looking beautiful too. Lots of people walking around out enjoying the sunshine, but I'm not seeing any shorts and t-shirts out there just yet. I think we'll see them on Thursday and Friday, though. Here's a look at what's happening right now. High pressure systems have winds that rotate clockwise. When this high was back to the west, it was feeding cold air in, and that's why it's been so chilly for the last few days. As the high moves eastward, of course, with a clockwise flow, now it's going to start to drag in some warmth from the south, and that will help to warm things up for us over the next few days. This cold front is one that's going to arrive here Saturday, and as it gets here, we're going to see a big bump up in our temperature. It's going to help to bring us that warmth as well. This is going to be the disturbance it moves through tomorrow. It's going to bring us some scattered showers. We'll kick things off here at 5 a.m. Could be a light sprinkle in the morning. We'll move it on ahead. It looks like we'll have a better chance of some scattered showers closer to lunchtime between, say, 10 and noon. You can see that wave of rain moving in right through the middle of the viewing area. But by 4 or 5 o'clock, it falls apart, and there may be a sprinkle after that. But it looks like that will be the best chance of seeing any rain. After that, we may start to clear a little bit Wednesday night. Where we see clearing skies, we'll also likely see some fog develop. developing, so it may be a little soupy for Thursday morning's commute. Then here comes the front that arrives on Saturday. This is Friday night at midnight. Saturday at 9 a.m., we're seeing some light rain that comes through along the front, and just ahead of it is where we'll have the best chance of any thunderstorms. But again, we're not looking at a whole lot of precipitation coming with this. We've got a 30% chance Wednesday and then a 50% chance on Friday. We'll keep our eye out for the potential for severe storms because it's going to be very warm ahead of this front. Right now, there's not a good indication that we would see severe weather. Our pollen count continues to be high, and it will just get higher as our temperatures continue to warm and stay warm. So we're high Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday, we might see that drop a little bit with the clouds and the rain. But Thursday and Friday, I would expect those counts to really go up. They may go down a little Saturday with some showers. And then over the weekend, our temperatures will be in the 70s. That continues into Monday. So some nice mild weather now in our 7-day forecast.
Looking forward to that. Elizabeth, thanks. An international airline is giving passengers the chance to personalize their flight experience. The new features that industry analysts call some of the most innovative in the sky.
And here's a look at last night's Powerball drawing. We'll be right back. As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. Cary police released the 911 calls related to a fire, shooting, and death investigation, all centered on one property. A caller described seeing flames 5 feet high coming from a home on Dorset Drive. Police have been there since Sunday when a body was found in a trash fire. They say the homeowner was found in an RV on the property with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators have not identified any of the people involved.
OA County teacher is accused of sexual misconduct with a student. 27-year-old Armando Brown is charged with taking indecent liberties with a student and attempting a sex act with a student. The principal at Southeast Raleigh Magnet High School says Brown resigned. He's listed on the school's website as a special education teacher.
Today you can get tax questions answered for free. Five on Your Side's Tax Pros on Call is today. Starting at 4 o'clock, experts will be available to take your tax questions. So here's the number to call during that time, 919-234-5007. We know the tax code is complicated. That's why we want to help you avoid costly mistakes. The line will be open from 4 until 7 p.m.
One airline is hoping to bring even more comfort to its passengers. Lufthansa is working to add climate-controlled seats to its first and business class cabins. Passengers will be able to choose the temperature and humidity that is just right for them. There's also a premium economy seat with a pod-like hard shell and a large double suite in first class. The new features are available on select aircraft, with more expected next year. The recent Disney Plus price hike didn't seem to have much of an impact. The streaming service announced a $3 price increase in December as part of the rollout of its ad-supported tier. New data shows 94% of Disney Plus subscribers stayed. That suggests there could be room for further price hikes.
Our pet of the day is a quirky but 100% adorable border collie mix. Mickey is a handsome, curious, back-of-the-pack big puppy. He is 10 to 11 months old, weighs 54 pounds. Mickey walks nicely on his leash with a harness, but he needs an owner with leadership ability. Because of his size and enthusiasm, he might do best in a home with adults or adults and with older children. If you're interested in meeting this adorable bundle of love, complete the application at redbarnrescue.com. Economic uncertainty can cause a lot of anxiety about your future and retirement saving plans. Today at 4, we'll hear from experts about the best way to make the most out of your 401k right now.
Well, we're in for a beautiful afternoon. Do get out and enjoy it sometime today. NBC News Daily is next on WREL. Your next local news update is in 30 minutes.
Enjoy the sunshine out there, and you can get breaking news updates anytime by downloading our WREL News app. Coverage wherever you go. Go out and have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.